and the old dry grass that's left on the ground, do you have a name for that?
No, I'm not much of a farm girl. My husband had a farm down at Hurricane. His daddy had hundreds of acres, but it was away from the house, and I never did.
When you raised, when somebody would raise some cotton, would they describe taking, cultivating it in a certain way? Did you ever
hear? They would hold the cotton, and they would, they would have to space it. What did they call it? You see, they couldn't let eat every plant that came up. They'd have to thin it out.
I see. Now, I wonder if that's what they mean by chopping.
No, chopping cotton is hoeing cotton. It's getting the weeds and the grass out.
You happen to remember what kind of weeds you had in the cotton?
No.
When you would take a certain amount of corn to be ground, what would that, you say, perhaps your father would say, well, I think I'll take a wad of corn to the mill.
Well, they had a name for it. But I don't recall what it
again,
was.
I've heard a dozen things. Jag of corn, a turn of corn.
Turn of corn.
A turn is used here. Grist of corn, chanceful of corn.
No. A turn of corn would be more.
I see. And on the table, you had what for the molasses? I think we mentioned that the other night. Did you have a certain...
Had a molasses stand, they'd call it molasses pitcher. Syrup pitcher that we kept our molasses in.
And that was called a molasses stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we mentioned this also when you would want to keep liquid in the bottle in the old days. I think you told me you did have a cork,
mm-hmm.
and you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have glass?
Pardon?
Did you have glass for that?
Bottles?
Well, for the top, to keep the liquid in.
Oh, in some, not like... There were some glass stoppers, we'd call them.
Mm-hmm. But mostly you used...
Would be the cork.
Rather than... In other words, cork was fairly easy to come by.
Yes.
It's surprising, isn't it?
And you don't see any cork stoppers now.
No, it's difficult
it's
to...
It's a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm. I wonder where they came from. They must have been... in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And the different things that you would use in the store, well, I believe we mentioned this for potatoes and for just groceries, different sacks or bags that you would have that you remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had the sacks, but you see the flour and meal and lard were all put up, and peas were brought in a big container, and you'd sell peas for the bag full, or pinto beans and things like that, you see, by